Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A bombshell of a January 6th postgame show. How you doing, my little buddy?
Wow, Crudy, I am great. Good to be with you. Fancy Brian, Evan, our audience, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here. What a day. Are you kidding me? Trump tried to choke a dude out because he wouldn't take him to the riot? Do you think he wanted to go to the insurrection? I mean, this is amazing, amazing testimony. And honestly, Crudy, this is everything that, you know, I suspected already. We've talked about this. For 187 minutes, Trump didn't do squat. That's what we knew. What we now know, well, it's confirmed. He didn't want to do anything.
Well, he actually encouraged the hanging of Mike Pence.
He thinks Mike deserves it. And what those rioters are doing, well, they didn't do anything wrong. And just for a moment, Curtis, the 187 minutes, a 187, right? That's like California section for murder scene, right? 187. Doesn't it finally come around to make sense? It's a 187 on the Capitol Police. It's a 187 on democracy.
Dominic, I have a statement from the former on the Truth Social. I'm sure you already saw it on
I've been swarmed with all my Truth Social postings. I must not have gotten to it.
Well, here's the former as he's truthing out on Truth Social today. I only know who this person is. Cassidy Hutchinson is, other than I heard very negative things about her, a total phony and a leaker. Well, the fact she's giving testimony, that makes her a leaker, right? And when she requested to go with certain others of the team to Florida after my having served a full term in office, I personally turned her request down. Why did she want to go with us if she felt we were so terrible? I understand that she's very upset and angry that I didn't want her to go or be a member of the team. She is bad news. Bad news. Exclamation point.
Ooh.
No all caps, though.
Why no? No all caps? No, no. Okay. So the former guy has now
punctuated with some White House wall ketchup.
He responded as he usually does, right? Name calling. Is he refuting any of the fact? Did you not, in fact, sir, throw your spaghetti? You know what I'm saying? Did you? At least he's here. She's Cassidy Hutchinson under subpoena, right? Under oath is something, Donald Trump, that you won't do. So I mean, there's just so many takeaways from this. And what about, okay, so the fact that we now know that there was, what, an attempted assault on a Secret Service officer, should not the Secret Service officers who were involved in this be called in? I believe there was, I think some of Clinton's old Secret Service people were called in. I mean, I don't think they're off the books, right? They can come in. They can testify.
How about Mark Meadows?
Yes, you know that'd be great to see him. Mark Meadows testify.
Hold him to contempt of Congress. He's refusing to testify. Obviously, he's guilty, man. The guy asked for a pardon.
I think they haven't done that because they're going after him for other issues, other bigger crimes.
Bigger crimes? You don't want
to gum up the works with a lesser crime when you're rolling out the RICO, man.
Now, this Cassidy Hutchinson also testified to the fact that both Mark Meadows, her former boss, and Rudy Giuliani, and what a pair they must make, you know, out partying, just having a couple of three-finger scotches, you know, dyeing their hair, whatever they do on a frisky Friday night.
Apparently, you plan an insurrection, a coup against the world's greatest republic.
And then you ask for a pardon.
Please? May I please? Cassidy, aren't you excited, Rudy said, right? We're going down to the Capitol. We're streaking to the Quad. The president's going to look so powerful. I mean, you know, you can just feel it. You can sense it. You can hear the words from Giuliani as he echoes his Messiah, the powerful. That's such a Trump word, powerful. I want to go down there, and I want to be powerful. And if I can't go down there and be powerful, then I'm going to freak out in the beast and assault one of my Secret Service workers.
Dominic.
Strong, powerful.
A little reporting, you know, a re-connotation over at the Raw story. Former top Mark Meadows staffer Cassidy Hutchinson testified under oath on Thursday that he was worried that the January 6th would get really, really bad. It's going to be really bad. Hutchinson held the title of Special Assistant to the President for Legislative Affairs, Office of the Chief of Staff from January 6, 2021, and testified during Tuesday's last-minute hearing of the House Select Committee investigating the J6 attack. Under questioning by Vice Chair Liz Cheney, Hutchinson described walking Rudy Giuliani to his car. Well, that tells you there might be some credibility to the fact that, you know, she wasn't well-liked because she was tasked with walking Rudy out, right? This was on January 2nd, 2021. Here is what she said, reportedly. We were walking to his vehicles that evening. He looked at me and said something to the effect of, Cass, are you excited about the 6th? It's going to be a great day. I remember looking at him and saying, Rudy, could you explain what's happening on the 6th? And he responded something to the effect of, we're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great. The president's going to be there. He's going to look powerful. He's going to be with the members. He's going to be with the senators. Talk to the chief about it. Talk to the chief about it. He knows about it.
He knows about it.
Well, apparently so did Trump, right? If that's the plan.
Of course. Of course.
And did you go back up to the West Wing and tell Mr. Meadows about your conversation with Mr. Giuliani? Cheney asked. I did. After Mr. Giuliani had left the campus that evening, I went back up to our office and found Mr. Meadows in his office on the couch. He was scrolling through his phone. Now, she testified a few times. This seems to be a common feature of Mark Meadows, working hard by phone scrolling.
Yeah, so much tweeting, so little time.
I remember leaning against the doorway and saying, I just had an interesting conversation with Rudy, Mark. It sounds like we're going to the Capitol. He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, there's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th. So bad.
Things may get real, real bad.
844-967-2789. I am dying to hear from Lou. Lou, the conservative from Cudahy. I got to hear from you, big guy. Lou, you watching the J6 hearings?
Hey, Lou.
No. It's good to be with you. No, I'm not watching them. Neither is America. That's a year and a half ago. It's gone by. It's gone by the way.
You're wrong, dude. Benghazi got 3 million viewers. This got 20 million on the first night. And I personally look at the analytics of our listenership. People are highly engaged in these moments, Lou.
Tell me how many days you guys have been talking about this.
Every day. This is the 6th hearing, right. I believe.
Yeah, it's not very often, Lou, that we get to experience the violent transfer of power in this country, don't you think?
and you know what else?
Yeah. You think that's funny, Lou? Are you amused, Lou? That's what I want to know. Are you amused? Do you think it's funny? Do you think that Donald Trump did nothing for 187 minutes, Lou? You think that's funny?
And you're frightened.
Frightened of guys like you that want to overthrow the government. Guys like you that might go down to the Capitol and walk around with AR-15s, Lou. Yes, I'm angry. You should be angry too, Lou.
Here's what's important. People don't care about January 6th. That's a year and a half ago.
Yeah, you said that. You got anything else to say, Lou?
Mr. Joe Biden. Number one, can we afford groceries or do I have to put money in the gas for the car? That's the kind of predicament Mr. Biden has put us in.
We'll talk about inflation tomorrow, Lou. Today is about your president, Donald Trump, choking out a Secret Service agent. Take me to the Capitol. That's happening.
It's also about the Secret Service warning Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that the crowd is armed with AR-15s and Glocks. Yes, they were armed. Yes, take the mags away. Take away the detection of the weapons, Lou. This was a plan. This was your guy. This was a plan. This was an insurrection. It was a coup. You now have more testimony, but you won't watch it because, you know, it's just so long ago. It was, you know, so long ago. Who can possibly have the bandwidth to absorb and appreciate, you know, an attempted insurrection on the country, Lou?
You know, strangely, Brett Baer over at Fox News. He has called the testimony today so compelling and stunning.
It was.
You know, and I shook a fist at Fox News for not showing this testimony live. Well, they're carrying it live now, Lou. Just turn on the Foxy News. Fox News anchor Brett Baer reacted to the testimony of former aide to Mark Meadows by calling it both stunning and compelling. I felt so as well. I've been listening all day. During a break from the J6 committee hearing with Cassidy Hutchinson, Baer said that he was moved by the former staffer's firsthand account of former President Donald Trump's actions on January 6th. Inside the beast, the limo, saying he wanted to go up to Capitol Hill, the anchor said of Trump. And they said, you have to go back to the White House. And according to her testimony, he says, I'm the effing president. Take me there. And then goes to grab at him. Listen, this testimony is first of all stunning. That's what they're saying on Fox News, Lou. Stunning. Because we haven't heard this. Too, it's compelling because of her proximity to power. All of these people directly having conversations with her. Baer noted that Trump wanted the crowd to be much bigger, more robust, and that he didn't care about weapons in the audience. Listen, all of this is firsthand, Brett Baer pointed out. So it's from her listening to it. That's why it's so compelling. So compelling.
It's so bad. It was a year and a half ago, Crudy. Why do you got to keep living in the past?
How long did it take them to fully investigate and vet out Benghazi? Or even Hillary's emails? Or Hunter Biden's laptop? They've been talking about that for 18 months, right?
Right. Longer than that.
When there is a coup against the U.S. government, when the president wants the vice president hung, you know, that's still breaking news. That's new news to me. When you find out the president tried to choke off a Secret Service agent, when you find out the president knew they came armed with AR-15s to the rally, and his response, let's stop taking the weapons away. They're going to need the weapons once we all go up to the Capitol, which was the president's intent because he wanted a successful coup. And that would have made it successful. Come back. This show is always successful, with or without Jalou. More Devils.
Strong, powerful.
The only reason you get pardoned is you committed a crime.
Very powerful.